Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 28th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of 2 Thessalonians, and today we will read the final chapter, chapter 3. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people. For not everyone has faith. But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers and sisters, to keep away from every believer who is idle and disruptive and does not live according to the teachings you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. We hear that some among you are idle and disruptive. They are not busy, they are busybodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the food they eat. And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. Take special note of anyone who does not obey our instruction in this letter. Do not associate with them in order that they may feel ashamed. Yet do not regard them as an enemy, but warn them as you would a fellow believer. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand, which is the distinguishing mark in all my letters. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 43. Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Let's now turn over to the book of Ecclesiastes. Remember, yesterday we began this book, and today we pick up in verse 12 of chapter 1. I, the teacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem. I applied my mind to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the heavens. What a heavy burden God has laid on mankind. I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. What is crooked cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted. I said to myself, look, I have increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly. But I learned that this too is a chasing after the wind. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today, as I was reading the end of Psalm 43, I thought I had made a mistake because I remembered these very words from yesterday. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. This week, the theme of praise has been on my mind. I taught a Sunday school lesson about the fact that we should be a people who are living to the praise of His glory. And then these Psalms have reminded me that praise is the joyful task of the believer. And so as we transition into Missions Monday, I want to give praise for all the work that we have seen go forth from our mission partners and today with the Haggai Institute. Let me tell you a little bit about the Haggai Institute. This is a mission that equips and inspires strategically positioned leaders to more effectively demonstrate and present the gospel of Jesus Christ to others. So each month, this institute prays for different leaders in different nations and their work there. So this month, they are praying for Gabriella, who is a minister who serves in Ecuador. We pray that the women leaders like Gabriella, as they teach and preach the Word of God, that people would come to know our Lord and Savior Jesus. And we pray for Andrew, a minister who serves in Bangladesh. He wants us to pray for the children in his church and throughout the community. And then we want to pray for Vera, who serves as a justice to the Court of Appeals in Cameroon. We want to pray that she will continue to show the love and kindness of Christ by how she leads in the courtroom. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Father, for the reminders today that we are called to praise you. We just want to thank you for these bodies that you have given us. We want to thank you for this technology. We want to thank you for our church or churches. We want to thank you, Lord, for a day to reset our minds. And we want to thank you, Lord, for the ability to work. We pray, Father, that as we work, whether it be in our home or in the world, that you would be at the forefront of our mind, that you would renew our mind daily so that we would see our work from your perspective. We pray, Lord, for our mission partners. We pray specifically for Vera and for Andrew and for Gabriella, that their ministry in your name would be fruitful and that you would use an institute like the Haggai Institute to help equip them to do their ministry more effectively. Thank you, Lord, for Dr. Dorch and the many ways he has worked alongside the Haggai Institute and has taught these leaders in the past. Continue to bless our pastor, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.